pathetic host.
I'm your host with the most.
Morning talk show host.
They want me to host.
They want you to host.
And now your host.
And the most successful show host ever.
A toast to the host who can boast the most roast.
I don't know if we can boast the most.
Wow, listen to that.
We'll do our best to boast the most that we can. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. 6:10 and right now about 65 degrees. Sunshine as we kick off your day. I know Patty's going to be working on some Facebook fun.
That's right.
Other people's problems coming up. Nashville news. And then just dropped into our lap Old Dominion tickets that we'll give away a little bit later on today.
I am so looking forward to that show.
Yeah, and Benton Franklin Fair and rodeo tickets as well. So we got a busy day with lots of contests, and our friends from New America are stopping by too. So we got a lot to get to. So grab the coffee, grab your Red Bull. Let's get your day started. Welcome to your Tuesday. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. About 65 degrees for you. Going to be another warm one for us today. It's going to be, what, 90?
I don't know. It's a good day for the fair.
Yeah, going to be a great day as we kick off the... this is the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo.
That's right.
I'm getting my fairs all mixed up.
No worries.
Super excited, though. We did a whole complete guide for you. You can log on to our website, our app. And, of course, we've got it all. The demo derby. We've got the rodeo laid out for you. We got all these things laid out for you. And it's pretty cool. So, complete guide for you. Posted now on the station mobile app. All right. 65 degrees for you. All right. Here we go. Facebook. Fun to get your day started. You ready for a fun one? I thought we'd go back in time with you, Patty, here. What was the first concert that you've ever attended?
So back in the day in the Twin Cities, it was a band called Limited Warranty.
Okay.
I want to say, I think they were on Star Search.
Okay.
I don't know, cool. But they were, a regional band.
Okay. Limited Warranty. I like the name.
Well, no, but wait, I will say the very, very, very first show ever was the Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah.
At the Minnesota State Fair.
There you go. Well, now, Love Will Keep Us Together, man.
That was the big one.
Wow, you remember
Muskrat Love, all those.
So, of course, me being a poor kid growing up, I did not attend any concerts as a kid or even as a teenager. But when I went to college, and I don't count it as actually attending the show because we popped our heads in, then we popped our heads out. But I went to Northwest Nazarene in Nampa, Idaho, and the Christian rock band Petra was there.
Oh, no.
So I poked my head in, saw it for a little bit. So I officially claim, you're going to laugh, I officially claim Michael Bolton, who I saw in the Beasley Coliseum in Pullman, Washington. I was probably, 18 or 19 years old.
I love Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
How am I supposed to live without you?
Big, long hair. He had the mane going.
Oh, he had the mullet going on, man.
Oh, yeah, no, it was in his heyday. So I got to see Michael Bolton. It was, 1990, when Love, Time, and Tenderness.
Time, Love, and Tenderness.
Yeah, all that whole that whole album. So there you go.
Word.
Oh, yeah, and the women.
He could sit. You know, at his shows, he would bring out roses. I saw him once.
Women just go.
He fawned over him.
And the lady, I mean, if they could grab him, if he had a sports coat on and some blue jeans.
Yeah, but then he was dating Nicolette Sheridan.
I know. Broke everybody's heart there.
He did.
So for me, Michael Bolton was the very first that I actually claimed. So with the mullet, with the heyday, and the people.
He did Love is a Wonderful Thing.
That was the same album that was out. Soul Provider was the album at the time.
Wow. Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember all that.
We played a lot of those songs back in the day because I was working in radio.
Such great memories.
Yeah, I was working in radio at the time, so I was working at a station that played Michael Bolton. That's how we had gotten tickets to it.
Man.
So add to our list. It's already going strong. We love it. Colin Ray, good Marine, says Colin Ray and Shenandoah. Yeah, absolutely.
Shenandoah.
Yeah.
I love
Shenandoah. Christina says Black Sabbath, Van Halen. Nice. Sunshine says Kiss.
Kiss.
And I'm going to throw a name out here from Bernadette, and I played him on my very first country station that I worked at, Ricky Van Shelton.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. Man, you guys are doing good. You guys are jogging the memory. I played Ricky Van Shelton.
Whatever happened to him?
I know. All these great songs.
Oh, no, we're going to have to look him up.
Well, Colin Ray. I played Colin Ray, Little Rock, and Shenandoah, all that stuff back in the day. Two Dozen Roses from Shenandoah. You know.
If I had two dozen roses.
There you go. That's Shenandoah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my word.
Got a fun one going. What's the first concert you ever attended? That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in. Share your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick. Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD at 637. You got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. And time for some Nashville news.
Riley Green's sold-out show at Red Rocks Amphitheater is going to be set to live stream. And the show at the amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado is part of his international Damn Country Music Tour. The concert's going to be available for us to watch live starting 9 p.m. Mountain Time. Riley kicked off his Damn Country Music Tour in Canada earlier this year. The final concert takes place in Oklahoma City. That will happen on November 21st. Meanwhile, John Party is going to be performing at halftime for the 2025 Big 12 Football Championship. That's happening later this year. That game taking place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It happens on December 6th, so mark the date. John will be joined by the marching bands from both participating institutions. The Big 12-day party at the Big 12 Football Championship kicks off at 11 a.m. Central. It will be available to watch on ABC. Okay, Kane Brown is responding to people who think he's using performance-enhancing drugs amid his recent weight loss and body transformation. Have you seen him? He looks incredible. One Instagram user, though, recently shared before and after photos of Kane saying he couldn't have achieved his results without the use of steroids. So as a response, Kane says, I love it. And then he says he'd be open to taking a drug test, coming after Kane revealed that his four-month transformation was thanks due to fasting, maintaining a calorie deficit, and cutting out alcohol. Finally, John Rich of Big and Rich fame took to social media. He needs help finding his stolen ATV. He posted over 12 million views and 87,000 likes, thanking fans for their support and expressing his goal to find the thief. He says he did not leave his keys in the ATV, and he posted, I was robbed. Someone stole my ATV. It's a Polaris. Geez. Listen to this. It's a Polaris Sportsman 850. Pay close attention to the tires. They're very unique. If you find this for sale anywhere online, take a screenshot, post it in the comments. If you help me find it, I'll send you an autographed guitar. Repost.
Sweet.
So people are reposting. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Hey, Patty was just reminiscing about how what a great show that was.
It was an awesome show, and there were fireworks.
It was an awesome one. It was a good one,
man.
Huh? Oh my gosh, Scotty McCurry.
Miranda Lambert.
Scotty McCurry, I heard, was great at Legends. There's a lot of great shows. Right now on our website, Eric Church is up there. Cole Swindell, if you want to win tickets to those big shows, we got you all covered. We got a bunch of good.
I know.
Just a bunch of concert tickets. Coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock, other people's problems on the way. Punishment for your kids through the school year. This family is trying some new approaches.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if you agree or disagree with these new approaches that we're talking about. So they're no longer going to ground them, but they're going to make them do push-ups and sit-ups if they do something wrong. So...
drill sergeant.
I know. So
give me 20.
That's right. So we'll talk.
Get
to it. So we'll talk about that here coming up in just a little bit. And I thought, Patty, normally here we talk about, you know, the app and all that, which and give you the articles we're talking about. Yeah. But I thought we'd do, and I didn't tell you, I didn't prep
you. What did
you
think we would do?
I thought I would do a little surprise for you. And let's go ahead and give away some Old Dominion tickets. How about that? And we'll just take the early bird riser. So if you are the first caller in for some Old Dominion tickets.
So it's September 25th.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night at the Toyota Center.
Yeah. And if you want them, 547-KORD, early birds to the early bird gets the worm here. Let's grab the phone here real quick and just say hello to somebody this morning. Good morning, KORD. Who's this?
This is Johnny.
Johnny, good morning, Johnny. You want to go see Old Dominion?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. There you go, buddy. We're going to hand clap.
Let's go, Johnny.
That's right. Johnny, early bird gets the worm. Hang on here, Johnny. We'll get you taken care of just like that. It was just a little, you know.
Hold the phone, John.
Yeah, hold the phone. A little impromptu for you this morning. Appreciate you listening. And early bird gets the worm. More of these Old Dominion tickets on the way. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Here, number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 65 degrees. Today's high near 90. Low tonight should be about 58. 707 on the way, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. We got tickets and passes for you coming up in just a little bit at 720. Before we get to that, though, we've got other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on with Katie?
I'll just say I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
Rick and Patty, my husband and I are trying a different approach this year, this school year, when it comes to disciplining our kids. We are no longer going to ground them, but instead, we're going to make them do push-ups and sit-ups when they do something wrong or perform poorly in school. Our parents think we're crazy, and this is cruel and unusual punishment. We disagree. We don't think there's anything wrong with having them exercise to pay for their bad behavior. We actually think it'll force them to behave better. What do you think about our new approach? Is it cruel and unusual punishment? Katie and Kennewick.
Ah, geez. All right, so when you got punished as a kid, did you just get grounded for the most part? Is that kind of what you got?
I was never grounded, but I, you know, got like a stern talking to.
Right.
And I do remember, I can't remember how old I was, but I remember I crossed the street.
Right.
And I got paddled.
You got paddled
by my dad. Yeah.
So I was thinking on occasion with my foster mom, who was, you know, the gold standard, I got spanked on a rare occasion.
Yeah.
But she'd have me do, I always make the joke, she'd have me go pull weeds. So if I was getting out of line, go pull some weeds. That was
give me 20 push-ups, Patty Joe.
Yeah, this seems kind of, on one hand, okay, so there's two things here. When they do something wrong, like get in trouble, to me, I'm okay. If they did something wrong, I'll go stand in the corner. Okay, push-ups and sit-ups, okay, maybe that's a good one. Poorly in school could have anything to do. That could be dyslexia. You don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, you better get, and what's the level? You better get straight A's or you're doing push-ups. I mean, that is my adopted parents' BS, which you know how much I adamantly despise and it ruined my childhood for these, when I got these people that adopted. Those are the two extremes you're dealing with.
But that's also you correlate exercise with doing poorly. I don't agree with that.
You bring up another great point on
situation. I look forward to exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the time, but know what I mean.
I'm saying, who's the drill sergeant? golly, sergeant. Okay, Gomer. You know, like, see, I could find comedy.
Pile.
Yeah, exactly. Do some push-ups. So, you know what? I'm torn on this because I think, when a kid gets in trouble, should they stand in the corner, get paddled? All those different things. Absolutely, those things can happen to you. But then, this might be, I don't know, this might be over the
line. I don't agree with it at all.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of half and half on it. It's like, performing poorly in school is a totally different thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you get punished for performing poorly in school unless it was something of your own making. If you deliberately didn't do your homework or if you deliberately didn't do the things you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you're not studying, so you're going to get a poor grade.
But let's say you are a kid that studies hard and you get a C+ on a you know, math test. Mm-hmm. I'm horrible at math, just so you know, horrific at math. I made the honor roll, straight A's except for a D in math. So, and I made the honor roll. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting you know that and the further up I went, like algebras, it went down. So general math, I'd get a C or a B, and then I'd be pre-algebra. Oh, there's the D+. Oh, he's doing algebra now. There's the F. Oh, he's doing trigonometry. Oh, it's an F-. No, I'm saying the further up I went in math, because I'm horrible at it.
The worse you did.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I just couldn't
do
it. So, I'm kind of torn. I think half and half. If they did something.
I don't think being punished with exercise is appropriate.
Well, I can hardly wait.
Wait
till our boss walks in. Give me 20, Patty. Give me 20. That was a horrible article you wrote. Give me 20. All right. So, guys, we'll do our best to solve this for you. A ton of comments already on Facebook. You can call us, 547-KORD. App chat us. Get on the app and let us know. What would you do? You know, is grounding okay? Or are you going to go to the push-ups and sips? We want to know. Rick and Patty, other people's problems, KORD.
You're listening to Rick. Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 719. Ben Franklin Fair and Rodeo kicking off today. And of course, we got tickets, don't we, Patty?
We do. If you want to go to the Horse Heaven Roundup, we've got you covered.
And we're going to do a couple callers on this one.
Yeah, we can get you into the fair and to the Horse Heaven Roundup. We've got two packs.
Yeah, and they are specific days, just so you know.
So they are for Thursday.
All right, so Thursday. So you got to be able to go on Thursday for this, okay? Mm-hmm. Got to be able to go on Thursday for the rodeo. So 547-KORD, 547-5673. Callers.
7 and 8.
7 and 8. 7 and 8 are going to be lucky winners right now. 7 and 8. Good luck from 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
KORD. And a little trivia for you this morning, Patty.
What's up?
If you're ever curious, that song right there was co-written with none other than Richard Marx. So, Long Hot Summer.
Only you would know that.
I know. I'm a geek. I'm a geek.
Richard Marx.
So the two songs, Better Life from Keith Urban and Long Hot Summer, co-written with Richard Marx of all people.
Well, Richard Marx is a very talented...
Yep. The right here
talented dude.
I know. The right here waiting guy. There mm-hmm. you go. So if you're curious, yeah, he knows many times. Yeah. So there you go. Just throwing it out there. Yeah, Emerson Drive. No, I know. Emerson Drive, the country band out of Canada. Yeah. Fall Into Me, all that stuff. He helped co-write all that stuff.
Nice.
If you're very curious about it. All right. Here you go. School's around the corner.
Yes.
Now, there's some brand new slang going around. And hopefully I get these words right, not showing off our age, Patty. Skibidi. Skibidi.
Skibidi.
Skibidi.
What's that mean?
It's a dance move.
Oh.
Then there's trade wife, which is a term for women promoting traditional gender roles. And I like this new one, Delulu.
What's that mean?
Means you are delusional. Going forward, I may pick up Delulu for you. Like, you know.
He's Delulu.
So as kids get back to school, slang terms are coming home. What are some of those that you just can't stand? For me, the longest time, was it bae? Even to this day. Yeah. Bae. Yeah. You know, hey, bae. Like, what the? You know, I mean, it's supposed to be babe or whatever, but hey, you know.
Bae.
Bae. What else can you think of off the top of your head? Slang.
I don't know.
I know. There's so many.
I don't know.
There's so many. And I know that if we could go down a huge list of, you know, Wikipedia slang
Holy
terms
smokes.
That people do. There's always new one, right? I know that, you know, for a while, Boomer was the big one. Okay, Boomer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Boomer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't agree with that. Okay, Boomer.
Well, now the term is, my husband, they're woke.
Oh, yeah, Yep, there you go. So we're going to have some fun with you. Has your kid ever come home from school, used a slang term or word that you just, I can't stand that? And what was it, and why do you hate it so much? And
let us know.
Let us know. Let's have some fun. I know kids are getting back
to school. I'm sure some of them are inappropriate.
Some are just like, my mom and dad don't know what I'm saying, and that's goodbye, and a goodbye to me, right? All right. So slang words your kids use that drive you nuts. We're curious. 547-KORD. Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Carrie Underwood, Boring Sheets, 747, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Sunshine for you right now, Tri-City, 65 degrees. All right, we're talking slang terms, words that kids bring home from school. And thank you, Ange, on my Facebook. She chimed
What'd
in
she
and
say?
Said, she said, bro. Bro.
Oh,
you know,
bro?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Bruh.
You know what?
Bruh, I
was watching, remember bruh. Dog the Bounty
yeah,
Hunter?
Yeah.
Hey, bruh. Bruh.
Yeah, it's bruh. Yeah, she say
Do they
bruh.
Say that on the Big Island? Hey, yeah. bruh.
Hey, bruh. So, taking your calls, 547-KORD, crazy slang words. So, what do you got for us?
When my kids call me bro.
Oh, bro.
I'll there say something to them, and they'll be like, no, bro. And I'm like, no, I'm not your bro.
Oh, my
it
God.
It got to the point where I got this shirt for Mother's Day one year that says, Mom, Mama, Mom, bro.
Oh, geez.
And it drives me crazy.
I actually like that
no,
shirt.
Bro.
That's pretty good.
Bro.
That's pretty good. My son has started with the my guy. You know, that's not the way it is, my guy.
No.
That's his, yeah, my guy.
Is he saying that?
Yeah, he's saying that. Whenever I talk to him on the phone, he's like, my guy. So it's like when we get into a little discussion about whatever, and he's like, well, that's not the way it is,
that's
my guy.
That's not the way it is, my guy. Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yeah. And he'll be here tomorrow. We're going to be going to the Daughtry show, so it'll be fun to, you know.
Is he coming in?
Yeah, he's
coming. Bring him in.
Bring him in so we can have him on the radio.
I mean, hey, my guy.
Hey, my guy.
Hey, Logan.
Exactly.
Hey, my guy.
So 547 KORD, slang terms that kids are saying. What do you got?
Slay. They use slay a lot.
Okay.
Not like Santa's sleigh, but apparently that means like awesome or fabulous or cool or what we would say cool, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I'm used to it now, but the first couple times I needed some explanation for sure, but and I got used to it. There's another one that they say boss.
Oh.
The only boss I know is like my boss at work. So that was a new one for me too. Apparently something can be boss as well. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, slay and boss. You're right on those. Those are the, I've heard those.
I mean,
we know the boss from Bruce Springsteen, so we get you. But yeah, boss or slay. Oh, Patty slayed.
No, but everybody, you know, hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Boss.
Yeah.
What if I called the boss, boss? Your
Let's
boss.
Do Let's do it when he comes in. See how he reacts when he comes in.
I prefer hot pants.
Hot pants. All right, 547 KORD. More of your calls on the way. Slang terms, because we got Skibidi. We got Delulu.
Delulu.
Delusional is still good. And Trade Wife. So Delulu is the new one.
I'm using that on my husband when I get
exactly.
home.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Delulu, man.
Hey, parents, if your kids get out of line, just call them Delulu and see what the... What are you
doing? Hey, Delulu.
And they're going to go, stop using it. Stop using that term, Mom and Dad. Stop using it. All right, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Adam again, always love when he has good advice. It's John from New America.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you.
You were just telling us that your little girl's getting ready to start school.
Yes, she is. Yep, got a kindergartner for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
How exciting.
How exciting. This is the best part. This is the best. It is absolutely. Is she excited to get back to school or go to school?
This will be her first one.
I think she is. Even though we as parents aren't ready, she seems fully ready for it.
So. Oh, yeah. So did you do school clothes shopping and all that?
Yes, we have done the back-to-school shopping, so the advice that I have given to other folks about how to do that, I am having to take myself.
It's kind of funny that you bring that up because today's topic, end of summer budget reset, because like you said, school supplies, school clothes, even last-minute vacations, all this road trip stuff, everything costs money, and isn't it a great time for a budget reset, John?
Yeah, absolutely, I think so. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this time of year is that, I mean, unless you've got a kid who's very heavily involved in the fair, this can be a nice, like, calm season of life in terms of your spending, right? You can, you know, you hopefully have wrapped your back-to-school shopping already. This is a great time to hit reset and say, okay, like, get ready for the fall because that can have its own stuff. And, you know, kind of think of it as like almost a mid-year financial check-in, even though it's not necessarily the middle of the year. For parents, it's often the middle of the year, right? It's like we're finishing the second quarter. We're getting ready to go into the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it all adds up. Travel, gas, dining out, kids' sports, back to school. So this is the best time to take note of what you got going on. Give us some advice on what to do.
Yeah, well, I think that one of the best things that we can do is just take a look back at, hey, what did we maybe intend to spend over the summer? And what did we actually end up spending? Was there anything that surprised us? Is there anything that we can maybe get ready for next summer? Like maybe a kiddo taking on a new summer activity this year. Hey, how can we start saving for that next year? I think one of the best things that you can do is identify, hey, where did I maybe overspend or underspend so I can allocate my resources accordingly as you go into the fall?
Yeah, I was thinking that now I know your little girl is only going into kindergarten, but eventually there's going to be high school, which means sports fees, after school care, utility changes, holiday travel, all of that, right? So
how do you get ready for
that? Yeah, how do you get ready for all that?
Yeah, well, I think the number one thing that folks can do is just right now begin to map out what are the things that you know you're going to need to spend money on in the fall. It's like there's holidays that come up, right? Of course, we have Halloween and things of that nature, but also like, hey, is my kiddo going to be doing like a traveling sport this year? How much have we spent on it? And I think just one of the best things we can do for our money in general is just get it prepared and get it ready for what's coming. Surprises are where our spending tends to break down. So we want to eliminate those surprises, especially if we lean on things like credit cards to smooth things out. Like if we racked up a balance, let's make a plan now to try to pay it down before the holiday big spending season comes. And again, this is a great time to get ready for the holidays because you know when Christmas is? It's December 25th every single year.
I know. So
hopefully we don't get surprised by it.
That's so crazy. And I do one of these things religiously when it comes to my savings is I do an automatic transfer. And you're going to laugh because you even mentioned the amount. I do $25. You know, every pay period, just 25 bucks.
I automatically.
Yeah,
goes
I'm a poor DJ, so I can't do thousands into savings. But so one of the steps you can recommend is rebuilding savings. And how do you get started doing that, John?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, well, and again, I always will always tell folks, hey, don't diminish the savings that you're putting aside. People will be like, I'm only saving $25 a paycheck or a month or whatever. Hey, guess what? That is a lot better than nothing. And so I think that right now is a great time to take the advice that you're offering, which is, hey, let's get back into the habit of savings, especially if maybe that got put on hold for the summer. Because again, the more that we get used to flexing that savings muscle, the easier it's going to be to do. And automatic transfers, things that don't require any mental calories, are absolutely the best way to do that. You know, there's end of season sales that we can get. Like, for example, if you're a family who does a lot of, maybe you're a skiing family or a snowboarding family, guess what? Now's a great time to buy your gear. We're in the summer. It's the off season. And take advantage of like low or no cost activities. I mean, we'll have our 5 days of family fun coming up in the winter. Like, hold back on spending there so you can allocate it towards the things that really bring you a lot of joy.
And the nice thing, it doesn't have to be a complete overhaul. It can just be a quick tune-up, and you guys at Numerica are there to help, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, a lot of different resources that we offer. Again, folks can, you know, connect with one of our financial counselors if they want to set up a budget for going into the fall. And again, it's about awareness. Small adjustments can sometimes make a big-time difference. One of the things I always tell people is that small money moves made with a combination of time can have big-time impact. So that $25 a paycheck a week or whatever, that can really add up if you give it some time to work. So, you know, we want to help you finish the summer strong and enter into the fall confident about your money.
Absolutely.
I
love having the money conversation with you guys. I've got a HELOC with you. I have to go in. We had a flood over the weekend. But the first place I go to talk to is my banker at Numerica. Like, hey, guys, we're going to have to financially do this, put this into the budget. So that's why Numerica is there. You got a great app. You got great information. How do they contact you, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of different ways to find us. Again, if you're on social media, just find us at NumericaCU, CU as in Credit Union. Go to our website, NumericaCU.com. You know, anywhere that you are living online, we're going to be there. And again, the number one thing I just always recommend for folks is if you're feeling stressed about your money, find someone, a trusted resource that you can talk to about it. And again, even if you're not yet a Numerica member, we can be that resource for you.
Absolutely. You can even ask for John by name. He'll take care of you.
That's right.
And Lisa
and
the whole crew there. Love you guys at Numerica. And again, do that summer reset. Trust me, a quick tune-up, it'll go a long ways.
It does.
And so we appreciate you as always.
Thanks
John, for all the great advice from Numerica. And there goes John. And again, end of summer, get that reset going. And don't stress out over the financials because Numerica, they got your back. 1027 KORD, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, a little bit of sunshine for you, 75 degrees. Today's high going to be about 89. Low tonight should be 55. All right, tie this one off. Other people's problems. Katie and Kennewick got a situation going on.
She and her husband are trying a different approach this school year when it comes to disciplining the kids. She says, we're no longer going to ground them. Instead, we're going to make them do push-ups and sit-ups when they do something wrong or perform poorly in school. You already know how I feel about this. She goes, our parents think we're crazy, just like I do, and they think it's cruel and unusual punishment. We disagree. We don't think there's anything wrong with having them exercise to pay for their bad behavior. What do you think about our new approach? Is this cruel and unusual punishment? Katie and Kennewick.
Just got me thinking about the high school coaches that make their kids run laps. I don't know, Patty. I'm kind of on the fence. I said maybe this might be okay. What are people saying?
Says, yep, let's teach children that exercise is a punishment.
All right, Michelle says, so you're teaching that exercise is associated with negative things all while letting them play video games and with friends. Yeah, talk to any pediatrician and see how that goes. That's for Michelle.
Teresa says, I think it's great. We do this as well for some things. Kim says, great idea.
Kathy says, teaching your children that exercise is a punishment is so wrong. Kids need a healthy diet, good sleep, exercise. Have a good day at school. Rethink your approach on disciplining your kids. That's from Kathy.
Maureen says, I think it's a terrible idea. But Delavan says, awesome idea. I used to get my blank whooped and grounded.
Levi says, hey, they're your kids. Just discipline them how you see fit as long as it's not abuse.
Sounds like you want to make them do sit-ups and push-ups because they're lazy, not in trouble. Kids don't get enough.
Teresa says, I think it's great. We do this as well for some things. And Kim says, it's a great idea.
I don't know.
So it's kind of that's where we're at this morning.
I don't think exercise should be a punishment.
I think
exercise is great for health.
I do, but I also think that the punishment should fit the crime.
Yes.
So I don't think that every punishment is 10 laps or 10 push-ups. So it just depends on what you did. Because kids are going to get into trouble no matter what. And some things are different levels of getting in trouble. So, but I mean, not exercise didn't kill anybody.
It did not. It does not. And But don't overdo it. I mean...
I mean, I look back. If I had an option of running laps rather than getting grounded, I think I would have taken the running laps.
Probably.
I would have taken the running laps thing. How many laps do I got to do with this? But then, see, I'm passive aggressive. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do a lot of things.
But again, I don't understand. Like, some people love to run.
That's right.
I never got that.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah. But, yeah. So to me, it's like, oh, what's
it's not enjoyable for me?
If I do this, it's gonna cost me 10 push-ups. Okay, I'm game on that. See, just yeah. So yeah, there's
great. I'm getting good abs.
Right. Right.
Getting my six pack.
That's right. The ladies
working
are
on it.
Ladies are loving it. All right, Katie. Well, I like what Levi said. Hey, they're your kids. You're allowed to do what
you
want.
Do it how you see fit.
You know, and as long as it's not abuse. But you had a lot of people that were mixed matched on this. A lot of people said, nope. And a bunch of people said, yeah, you do you. All right. So, Katie, I wish we had better answers for you today, but it's a 50-50 split today. You can still chime in. Call us 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. It's other people's problems with Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.